In the film To Die For, the director of Drugstore Cowboy, Gus Van Sant, turns a tabloid melodrama into a satire of media-dazed America. Nicole Kidman plays a minor TV personality who gets her teenage lover to kill her husband, played by Matt Dillon. The script is by comic writer Buck Henry, who shows up in a few scenes as a high school teacher. Guest film critic Steve Weinberg has a review.
The black comedy To Die For, about a woman who will stop at nothing to make herself a TV personality, is shallow and obvious. But it pats itself on the back for being cynical about the seductiveness of the media and for taking a jokey, supercilious tone. And it makes the audience feel superior to the characters. My guess is it'll be taken seriously as a satire on America's love affair with celebrity. The writer, Buck Henry, and the director, Gus Van Sant, tell us exactly how to respond. Henry's script spins off the Pamela Smart case. Smart, a New Hampshire schoolteacher, arranged for her teen lover to get rid of her husband. In To Die For, Nicole Kidman plays Suzanne Moretto, a desperately ambitious young woman who talks her way into a clerical job at a local cable station. In her mind, it's the first step on the way to becoming Barbara Walters or Jane Pauley. She gets herself on camera announcing the weather and works overtime assembling a documentary on high school kids. But her husband, Matt Dillon, tries to stand in the way of her career. He wants a family. So she seduces one of the teenage boys in her documentary and gets him to kill the husband.
Mr. Moretto, you're the best thing that ever happened to me.
I can't do this anymore.
What?
I can't go home every night and have him try to touch me. And all the time I'm just thinking about you. About us. And when I push him away, he has his temper.
What do you mean? Does he hurt you? Oh.
There were these women, you know, on the Sally Jesse Raphael show the other day. And they were all wearing disguises so that their husbands couldn't find them. And they were living in shelters. And I thought I could go and live in one of them.
No, listen to me.
Someplace in another state where no one even knows who I am.
Look, couldn't you just get a divorce? And then...
And then he would get the condo. And he'd get the car.
I could never do anything bad to you. Or ever hurt you. A guy that does that to someone like you doesn't deserve to live. That's the truth, he doesn't deserve to live.
No. I suppose you're right.
Like Michael Ritchie's HBO movie, The Positively True Adventures of the Alleged Cheerleader Murdering Mom, To Die For takes a comic approach to a lurid tabloid story. But Cheerleader Murdering Mom had a loose-screw, deadpan style, and the goofball characters resonated. In To Die For, Van Sant, who made Drugstore Cowboy and My Own Private Idaho, takes a slick, comic strip approach. You read the characters inside and out as soon as the camera picks them up. So the talented cast isn't required to do much. Nicole Kidman shows all her cards in the first 5 minutes. Suzanne's a bimbo whose every instinct, even her sexual drive, is a response to the magnet pull of the TV camera. Matt Dillon is scruffy and likable, but he's stuck playing a dimwit in thrall to his explosively sexy bride. The clever casting of Dan Hedaya, the ulcerated dad in Clueless, and Kurtwood Smith, the martinet pop of Dead Poets Society, as their fathers, doesn't go anywhere. Only Joaquin Phoenix, as the teen who becomes Suzanne's willing slave, gives a performance. He has a soft, bedazzled look, and what comes out of his foggy voice is two steps away from baby talk. To Die For is very competent. It gets its laughs. And the punchline wraps up its point of view in a big red ribbon. This is a deliberately self-conscious movie. We're meant to read its self-reflexiveness as part of the message. But when a movie is all about superficiality, it doesn't help much if style equals content.
Steve Weinberg writes about film for the Boston Phoenix and teaches at College of the Holy Cross.